Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcasts, in particular, The Amazing World of Radio over at amazing.greatdetectives.net. Currently, we are doing our Raymond Massey's Lincoln series featuring performances by Raymond Massey as Abraham Lincoln in a wide variety of different radio plays. You can also hear our recent summer series, Top Secret, as well as past series, including our summer of Angela Lansbury and our summer of Humphrey Bogart. Just go to amazing.greatdetectives.net. There's the video version of this podcast over at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. And you can also check out our World War II podcast, The War, at thewar.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Dick Tracy. The original air date, April 15th and April 18th, 1938. And the title of our first story is Junior Sends a Mirror Message.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially tasty, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger fast food energy, now bring you another episode of this electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures. You know, Mother and Dad enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice just as much as you do. They're different from ordinary cereals. The plump, crisp, nut-like grains of goodness fairly melt in your mouth. And they give you trigger fast food energy because they're shot from guns. Every time the sound of those special guns is heard at the Quaker plants, nourishing, sun-ripened kernels of wheat and rice are being exploded into plump, delicious grains of puffed wheat and puffed rice, 8 times their original size. That makes them easy to digest, because all the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are shattered, unlocked, and you get the quick energy and goodness of the wheat and rice more quickly and easily. So join the thousands of happy, healthy families who are puffed wheat and puffed rice fans. Look in the pantry now to make sure there are some of those famous red and blue packages there. And if there aren't, ask Mother to get one of each from the grocery displaying the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol headquarters sign. Then invite Mother and Dad to enjoy these 2 swell breakfasts with you. Have puffed wheat one day, and then puffed rice the next for a delightful change. And listen, be sure to have your pencil and paper ready for a secret code message. Get them now. In our last episode, we heard how the Purple Rider, having made his appearance at the headquarters of Vernon Kyle, took one of the desperado's men away with him. Kyle, believing that Tracy has some connection with the Purple Rider and is trying to frighten him into leaving town, decided to turn the tables and capture Junior. Late that afternoon, Junior was riding with Captain McKeon in the mountains when shots were heard in the distance and a call for help. McKeon went to investigate, and while he was gone, Kyle's men set upon Junior and carried him off to their mountain stronghold.
Put another log on that fire, Curly. You can't seem to get this place warm. Listen to that wind, how?
Well, what do you expect? 3 miles up in the mountains on the edge of a precipice? Why'd the boss have to pick us for this job? I don't like it.
I ain't crazy about it myself, Curly. It's a long, hard ride back to Pitch Blend.
Yeah, and we won't be making it in a hurry. We gotta stay here with the kid till we hear from the boss.
Yeah. It's about time we shoved that kid up into the attic. Give me those ropes so I can tie him up.
Right, and I'll take this gag out of his mouth. Come on, kid.
There we are.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Say, listen, where is this place, and why have you brought me here?
Come here by the window. Now, you see through the trees way down below us there, about 3 miles?
Uh-huh.
You see those little houses?
Yeah.
Well, that's Pitch Blend. The reason we brought you here, well, maybe it's because we don't want you to be lonesome.
Well, what are you going to do with me?
That's up to the boss, kid. We follow his orders.
Oh, I think I see it now. You're working for Vernon Kyle. He's the boss. He had you capture me to get back at Dick Tracy and force Dick to do what he wants him to do.
Pretty bright kid, ain't he?
Yeah, he's got it figured right. Well, here's those ropes. Come
okay.
on, boy.
Sorry, kid, we got to tie you up and put you in the attic.
Oh, no, you don't.
Come on,
no, no, no,
naughty, naughty. Well, you had to sock you once and we'll do it again.
Yeah. And besides, why do you have to make this job tougher for us than it is already? Ain't you got no consideration, kid?
Sure. Kenny's right. Put yourself in our place. This ain't anything personal, you know. You ain't a bad kid. We're just following orders, that's all. Now hold still or else.
Oh, okay. Guess you guys win. Go ahead and tie me up.
Now you're acting sensible. Hey, don't tie those ropes too tight, Curly. We don't want to hurt the kid. He's going to be tied up for a good long time.
Well, thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid. We're that kind of guys, see?
Okay. There we are. I guess these ropes will hold now.
Good. And now, kid, we'll put you up in the attic till supper time. That'll be in about 2 hours. If you see that you get your grub, don't worry.
No, I don't think I'll feel like eating.
Oh, you'll have an appetite in 2 hours.
Sure. When you start smelling the ham and beans and stuff. Wait a minute, Butch. I got to open this trap door.
Right.
Okay, in with you, kid.
Now, you just lay on the floor there and be quiet. We'll bring you down for supper when the time comes.
Well, they didn't tie those ropes too tight. Say, Dick once showed me a trick of tightening your muscles and then relaxing them. I think this is the way it works. Gee, it does work, too. Get my hands loose now. Here. Now, what am I going to do? Best thing to do. Can't go down there with them. Maybe I can get out on the roof. Gee, I kicked up against something. Looks like a piece of glass. There it is. Piece of old mirror. Holy mackerel. I wonder if I can do it.
You think Kyle's got hold of him, Dick, huh?
I know he has, Pat. That's why I'm on my way down to see him now. He or his men have harmed Junior.
They'd better not. That's all I've got to say. When did you find out about this, Dick?
Only 10 minutes ago. Keene came down from the mountains without Junior. He was drawn away by the sound of those shots and had to leave the youngster for a little while because he didn't know what he was going to get into and didn't want to expose Junior. When he came back, Junior was gone. First, McKean thought Junior had come home by himself.
Dick, maybe that's what did happen. Maybe Kyle hasn't got the youngster at all. Maybe Junior did start to come home alone and got lost. Maybe he's taken a longer way home.
Oh, I know better. Junior would have waited for McKean. He didn't. That makes me sure something has happened to him. I'd be very much surprised if Kyle isn't behind this. And I don't expect to be surprised.
Well, here we are at the hotel.
Yeah, let's go in. That's Kyle's private office over there. Come on.
Okay.
Tracy, what the...
I want to have a talk with you, Kyle.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
What have you done with Junior?
With who?
You know whom I'm talking about. My ward, Dick Tracy Jr. Where is he?
I still don't know what you're talking about. What would I want to do with him?
Well, I could make a good guess, Kyle. But I'm not going to do any guessing because I know you've got him. You produce that boy right now or I'm going to search this place from top to bottom.
Go ahead, search it. You got a warrant, of course.
You got us there, Dick. Why didn't we think of bringing a warrant?
Isn't it too bad you didn't think of bringing it? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll wait till you go back to headquarters and you get McKean to swear one out for you. Anything to keep you out, you know.
You're not so clever, Kyle. Even if the boy isn't here, that still doesn't mean you haven't got him. You think you've got me just where you want me, don't you?
Well, haven't I? Of course, I'm not admitting anything, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if you never saw that kid again, unless...
Unless what?
Unless you decide to see things my way.
Why, you flannel-mouthed...
Pat, and just what is your way, Kyle?
Tracy, I've worked a long time to get this town in line. Hasn't been an easy job either, but now I've got everything just the way I want it. I don't like the idea of any change, see? I've got a 50% interest in every pitch blend claim that's been discovered within miles of here. And when the boys get sensible and start shipping their stuff out on my planes, I'll have more than 50%. Things were working out fine for me, Tracy. I never had any trouble. The miners had never have dreamed of continuing to use dog sleds when I wanted them to use my planes. If you hadn't come along and given them ideas...
Well, get to the point, Kyle.
I'm coming to it, Patton. Stop giving the boys ideas, Tracy. Forget all your nice plans for interfering with my business. Call off the dogs. Send back Baldy and Bill. And one more thing. Yeah, it's kind of important, too. Get out of town yourself. If you're smart, Tracy, you'll do what I say.
And suppose I don't do what you say?
You never know. Something might happen to that kid of yours.
I see. You would try this way of getting back at me. I'll admit it's a way I find hardest to fight. Well, you hold the winning hand, Kyle. There doesn't seem to be much I can do. I'd like a little time to think it over.
Sure, Tracy, sure. All the time you want.
Come on, Pat.
I'd just like to take one more poke at him.
Why didn't you just let me knock him around a bit and force him to tell us where Junior is?
Well, that's not the way to do things, Pat. We've got to do things according to the law. We can accomplish the results we want, too. There's more than one way of bringing Kyle to justice. All we need is a little time to figure a way out.
Well, if there is a way, I don't see it. All I know is that they've got Junior.
You don't doubt that now, do you, Pat?
How can I? Kyle admitted it. Well, he almost did anyway. Here we are at Mountie headquarters. Want to go in and get that warrant?
Yes, and one moment. What was that?
What was what?
Up there in the mountain. I thought I saw something flash in the sun. There it is again.
Yeah, I saw it, too. Look, there it comes again. Say, it almost looks like dots and dashes.
It is, Pat. It's code.
Code?
Someone is signaling with a mirror. A mirror reflecting the rays of the sun. And, Pat, it might be Junior.
Holy mackerel.
It is, Pat. It is Junior. I recognize the code.
How, Dick? Is there a special code?
Yes. We've often talked about it. We decided that in a case like this, we'd use the Buffalo code. Quick, take this down.
Okay, shoot.
Here come the flashes again now. 4. 10. 11. 26. 26. 12. 15.
Got it. Go on.
20. 13.
Yeah.
14. 11. 6. 20. 13.
Is that all?
Wait a minute. No, here come some more flashes. 7. 8. 10. 10. 18. Got all that?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Holy mackerel, Dick.
That kid's awful quiet up there in the attic, Curly.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'll just have a look up there to be sure he's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, jumping catfish, the kid's gone.
You're crazy. We've been here all the time. He couldn't have got away.
The trap door to the roof is open. He got out that way.
He must still be up there. Come on, get that ladder and onto that roof.
Okay, now take it easy.
There he is on the edge of the roof by the precipice. What are you doing with that mirror, kid?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, we would like to know. We're going to find out.
Stay away from me. You come near me and I'll...
You'll what?
I'll jump, that's what I'll do.
We can't let the kid do that for us.
Don't worry, he won't. He hasn't got the nerve. You get him from that side, Curly, and I'll get him from this side.
Oh. You come up here and I'll jump. I swear I'll jump.
Then you better jump, kid, because we're coming, and we're coming pronto.
Junior is in a desperate situation. It doesn't seem possible that Dick will arrive in time to save him. And what was the code message Junior sent to Dick? We'll repeat it for you in a minute, because it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those crisp, tasty, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger fast food energy. And here comes Pat Patton now to take charge as acting patrol president.
The meeting will now come to order. So get your pencil and paper ready for that secret code message that Junior sent to Dick Tracy.
It's certainly a good thing that Junior knows the Dick Tracy secret code and the Morse code, so that he could flash that secret message to Dick.
All you patrol members should be able to use both codes. They're in your secret code book.
Right. And now let's have that secret message, Pat.
Okay. It's Buffalo, 4, 10, 11, 26, 26, 12, 15, 20, 13, 14, 11, 6, 20, 13, 7, 8, 10, 10, 18.
Now all you patrol members can decode that message as soon as the meeting is over. And if you haven't got a Dick Tracy secret code book, join the patrol right away. Then Dick sends you one, and you're in the know, too.
It's easier to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division, and it's barrels of fun when you do.
So tear off the tops of 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice packages. Then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. If you're a boy, print the word boy at the top. And if you're a girl, print Girls Division. Put the paper in an envelope with your 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Join now, fellows and girls. Get your secret code book, patrol pledge, and official badge. You'll have the time of your life.
And you certainly enjoy those delicious different breakfasts of puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next. Remember, they're shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy to keep you alert and keen like Dick Tracy is. So ask Mother now to get you some delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocers right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure Monday at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all. Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Here comes Dick Tracy now.
This electrically transcribed series of thrilling Dick Tracy adventures is brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those 2 specially delicious digestible cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. And all you Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice fans know how true that is. Those 2 swell cereals certainly do give you lots of the nourishment and energy you need to be keen, alert, and athletic like Dick Tracy. Yes, and they give it to you quickly and easily, because they're so specially easy to digest. Now, you've seen grains of wheat and rice. They're chock full of energy, but there's so much of it packed tightly into each small grain that they're hard to chew and digest. So it isn't much fun to eat the natural grains, but it takes a long time to get their food energy. That's why Quaker shoots them from the big guns. That special Quaker process explodes the small hard grains to 8 times their normal size. And what a difference that makes. Now they're plump, crisp, nut-like, and specially easy to digest. Now you can get all their trigger-fast food energy the way thousands do in delicious, refreshing puffed wheat and puffed rice breakfasts. So make breakfast more fun. Have puffed wheat one day, and then puffed rice the next. Ask Mother to get a package of each right away from the grocer that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign. Well, Dick Tracy is trying to bring to justice the notorious bad man of the great Northwest, Vernon Kyle, who owns practically the entire town of Pitchblende and runs it as he sees fit. In our last episode, we heard how Kyle decided to stop Dick Tracy by capturing Junior and holding him in a mountain cabin. This he succeeded in doing, but Junior, ever resourceful, managed to communicate with Dick in code. As the episode ended, Junior had been discovered sending the code from the roof of the shack, and his position was indeed a perilous one. Listen.
I'll jump, that's what I'll do.
Wait a minute, don't do that. We can't let the kid do that, Butch.
Don't worry, he won't do it. He hasn't got the knife. There's a sheer drop of 2,000 feet down that precipice. You can go after him from that side, Curly, and I'll get him from this.
Okay. You come near me and I'll jump. I mean it. I tell you, I'll jump.
Then you better go right ahead and jump, kid, because we're coming. And we're coming pronto.
Stay right where you are. Don't come any nearer, I warn you.
Butch, what are we going to do?
What do you think we're going to do? Keep moving toward the kid. We got to get him.
Okay.
Maybe he was signaling for help. Maybe Kyle would want us to let that kid jump or get killed. That'd be better than if we let him escape alive.
Yeah, but Butch, look out, that rope.
What? Holy Joe, what is this? There's a lasso around my shoulders. Somebody's lassoed me.
Butch.
Hey, what? He's pulling me off the roof. Gurney, give me a hand. Gurney.
What the devil?
Dick Tracy down there. Gee, he's got my code message. He's come to rescue me.
Yeah? Well, if it is Dick Tracy, he's not going to get me. Oh,
you
stop it.
Too soon. The rope's got you now, just the way it got Butch. And there's nothing you can do about it.
You down there, stop pulling on that lasso. They're pulling me off the rope. You'll break my neck.
There's something funny about this, though. Dick couldn't have gotten here this fast. It can't be Dick.
I'm down from that roof, Junior. It's safe now.
Not Dick's voice either. Wonder who it can be.
Guess I better go see.
What's the idea? Who are you anyway?
Yeah,
where did you come from?
Where did he come from?
I think I can tell you that, Butch. He's the Purple Rider.
Good for you, Junior. You've never seen me before, but you've heard of me, no doubt. Are you all right, boy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Say, I guess I owe you plenty for helping me out like you did. You came just in time.
I'm glad I did, Junior. Fortunately, I happened to be riding by on my way down to Pitchblende from my own little hideout up in the hills.
Yeah, I'll say it was fortunate.
It wasn't too much trouble after that to lasso these two gentlemen and pull them down from the roof.
Cut out all the gab. What are you going to do with us?
Don't be too impatient.
What are you going to do with them, Ryder?
Something your friend Tracy doesn't approve of, Junior.
What do you mean?
I'm after Vernon Kyle for my own reasons and in my own way. First, I intend to remove Kyle's men one by one. Finally, I shall remove Kyle. And then, my young friend, we'll have no more lawlessness and terror in the Yukon.
What are you hiding behind that purple hood for? Take it off. Let's see your face.
Don't be too curious. And never mind what I look like. I'm not going to waste any more time with you. Come on. Let's get this over with.
Wait a minute, buddy. Listen. We weren't going to hurt the kid. We had orders to watch him.
Watch him? By forcing him to the edge of the precipice?
You got us all wrong. It's like Butch says. The kid got away from us. We wanted to get him back. We didn't want to hurt him, honest.
Just two interested friends,
We ain't making this up. We knew the kid wouldn't jump, and we had to get him back.
Forget it. Yukon will be well rid of you two. Come along, Junior, and see me hang these rogues.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do that. That's murder. Whoever you are and whatever your reasons may be, I know you're not a murderer.
Perhaps you're right. Very well, friends, I will not hang you by the neck. I'll hang you by your belts.
By our belts? The guy's out of his head.
Not quite. As a matter of fact, I'll demonstrate I'm not only sane, but a man of my word. I said you men would hang. And hang you will by your belts. Stand still, Butch, while I tie this end of the rope to the back of your belt.
Listen. I don't know what you got against us.
You do Kyle's dirty work, don't you? For me, that's an unpardonable offense. Now we throw this lariat over the bough of yonder tree. So, then we wind this end around the pommel of my saddle. Ranger, my horse, moves off about 20 feet, and so up in the air you go.
Hey, you can't get away with this. Cut it out. Let me down. You can't get away with it.
I seem to be doing pretty well. And now, Curly, you're next.
Hey, listen, have a heart.
And now we pass the rope through the back of your belt. And
have a heart.
So over the limb of that tree and... Come on, get up, Ranger.
Hey, I'm going up in the air. Let me down.
Oh, not for some time, my suspended friends.
What are you going to do with them, Ryder?
I don't mind telling you that, Junior. I have two other members of Kyle's gang at my hideout. It's about a 2-hour ride from here. I'm going to go up, get those men... Bring them down here, and I'm going to force them to walk off the side of that precipice.
You can't do that. That's murder.
Now, I know that's murder. You call it murder. I call it justice.
Justice? But you can't condemn these men without a trial. You can't take the law in your own hands.
Up into the saddle with you.
I'm not going with you. I'm not going to do it.
Don't let your usual good sense desert you. I said you're coming with me.
All right. Put down the gun, and I'll go.
I said you were a bright kid. Up with you. Come on.
There.
Come on, get up, girl. Come on.
Yoo-hoo!
Is this the place we're looking for, Dick?
Well, those flashes from Junior's mirror, that code message came from up in here somewhere.
Then we ought to find a cabin or some sort of hideout around here somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Keep your eye peeled, Pat.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I'm positive the boys signaled from this vicinity.
Quit your beefing. How was I to know the Purple Rider?
Wait a minute,
Dick. I told you not to chase that kid when he got to the precipice.
Yeah, come on.
Me.
Get up, girl.
Come on.
Here we are, Dick. There's a cabin. Well, I'll be a cross-eyed owl. Look at those two, hanging in midair.
They're two of Kyle's men.
Look, Curly, it's Tracy.
Yeah, I see him.
Yes, and you're going to see a lot of me from now on, and I'm not sure you're going to like it. Where's Junior?
What have you coyotes done with that boy?
Cut us down from here, and we'll tell you. The kid's safe, I'll tell you that.
One moment.
Wait a minute, Dick. Let me do it.
Let me get them down. So you want to be cut down, eh, Butch? Okay.
Hey, wait, don't! Hey! Oh, me back. Oh, couldn't you let me down easy? Did you have to cut the rope?
All right, you're next, Curly.
Listen, Patton, have a heart. That's a 15-foot drop. Don't cut that rope, Patton. Listen.
Sorry, I'll have to cut it, Curly.
Wait a minute. No. Oh.
All right, get up. Now answer me. Where's Junior?
He ain't here, Tracy.
Well, where is he?
Well, we don't know.
Now listen, I'm warning you. Talk fast. Where is he?
Look, Tracy. He went away with the Purple Rider. The kid didn't want to go, but the Rider made him.
Yeah, and the Rider said he'd be back.
What's he coming back for?
Well, he took Junior up to his own hideout. He says he's got two more of the gang up there. He said he was going to bring him back here and then make all of us walk over the side of that chasm there.
Why'd he take Junior with him?
Just a minute, Pat. Have you any idea where his hideout might be?
All I can tell you is this. He went off that way, with Junior riding in front of him.
Well, if he said he was coming back, Dick, don't you think the best thing to do is to wait for him?
No, Pat, I don't. We're right after him.
Well, he rescued Junior from these two. You don't think he'd hurt the boy, do you?
No, but he may decide to do away with those men up at his hideout instead of bringing them back here. We've got to stop him from taking the law in his own hands. I've warned the Rider, but apparently he's chosen to ignore my warning.
Well, what are we going to do with these guys?
We can lock them in the cabin here. They'll be safe until we get back. All right, Curly, Butch, get going.
Hey, you can't do that.
Why can't we?
Listen, Tracy. Suppose you don't meet up with the Purple Rider. Suppose he gets back here before you do.
You'll have to take your chances on that. Get going.
Well, Junior, I've got Shorty and his pal tied up outside. I'm ready to take them back to Kyle's hideout with us.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Purple
Rider. We haven't the time to wait.
You're taking the law in your own hands, convicting these men without a fair trial. I know they're Kyle's men. I know that they deserve to be punished, but not by you. There's a legal right way of bringing these men to justice. That's Dick Tracy's way.
This time, I'm going to save our friend Tracy a lot of trouble.
Yes, and make a lot of trouble for yourself. If you hurt these men, then you're as guilty of breaking the law as they are. You'll become a fugitive of justice.
I'm sorry to cut off this discussion, Junior. It's a waste of time. Tom, we'd better get back to Kyle's hideout. I want to get this over with before it gets dark.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to let you do it. Don't move, Ryder.
What? Is that a pistol you've got in your pocket?
What do you think?
You're bluffing.
Oh, no. Don't you believe it. What's more, I'm a very good shot.
Yes, I suppose you are. I shouldn't have left this extra gun around loose.
Drop your guns, Ryder. And remember, don't try anything. I've got you covered and I can shoot fast.
All right. I only have one gun. What are you going to do with me?
I'm afraid I'll have to turn you over to Dick Tracy. Come on, let's get going. We're returning to Pitch Blend right now. Go on, Ryder, move.
Wait a minute, I
said move!
All right. All right. I'm going.
Has Junior the upper hand, or has the Purple Rider a trick or two he may play yet? Well, Junior certainly turned the tables that time. And now he's going to step out of his thrilling adventure to take charge of a very special meeting of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol, brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the delicious quick-energy cereals that are shot from guns. So stand by, all you boys and girls, because here comes Junior now.
The meeting will now come to order, and Dick Tracy has a special assignment for all patrol members. Here, Mr. Quaker Man, will you read it to all the boys and girls, please?
Why, certainly, Junior. Attention, patrol members. It says, to all officers and members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol, Wednesday, April 20th, has been designated Official Patrol Badge Day. On that day, it is the duty of every officer and member of the patrol to wear the badge of the highest rank to which he or she has been appointed for the entire day, signed Dick Tracy, Commander-in-Chief.
Official Patrol Badge Day. Say, that's a great idea, isn't it?
It certainly is, Junior. Now, of course, lots of the patrol members wear their badges every day anyhow. But Dick wants all patrol members to wear their badges on the same day as a symbol of the united strength of this great national organization that stands for law and order.
Gee, you wear your badge all day on Wednesday, won't you?
And to be sure, all the patrol members you see tomorrow to be sure to wear their badges on Wednesday, too, and we'll make a real showing for Dick Tracy.
And if any of the boys and girls aren't members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol yet, tell them what a great thing it is to be a member. A pal of Dick Tracy's.
and tell them how to join, won't you?
And if you aren't a member yet, join now. Now listen, you just get 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, and then print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. Now, if you're a boy, write the word boy. And if you're a girl, write girls' division at the top of the page. And put it in an envelope with your 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then Dick sends you your secret code book, patrol pledge, and official badge. Get yours now.
And remember that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are the 2 specially good-tasting cereals that give you lots of trigger-fast food energy because they're shot from guns. So enjoy a big dish of puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next for a delightful change. Ask Mother now to get you a package of each from the grocers.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. There goes Dick Tracy now, and that is all.
Welcome back. Well, even though Junior is just provisionally out of danger, it's good to see him back presiding over the patrol meetings. You know, that's an important gig. Once again, we do also hear the importance of following the law and doing things the right way. Not only in not doing vigilantism, but you also heard Tracy telling Pat not to use unnecessary physical force. There's some good lessons here for the kids and for adults for that matter. Now, I do want to let you know that we are nearing the end of our run of available Dick Tracy episodes. So, in 4 weeks, we're going to be bringing you O'Hara. So, be sure and look forward to that. All right, listener comments and feedback now. And we have an email here from John, who writes, "Hello, Adam. I'm a longtime listener. I was catching up on the Dick Tracy episodes, and I caught your commentary after the September 1st episode. Another listener had written to say that Quaker had just stopped production last year of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the cereal shot from guns. I wanted to say that you weren't missing anything special. I was listening to old-time radio in the early 1990s on a late-night syndicated radio show called When a Radio Was. That show aired in Detroit from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. locally on AM 950 WWJ. No doubt my high school grades suffered due to staying up late every night listening. Since I enjoyed old-time radio, 1 year for Christmas, my mother brought me a 6-cassette set of Dick Tracy radio shows, and the set contained the Black Pearl of Osiris storyline. I became curious about Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, and soon began stopping at grocery stores on my way home from school in an effort to find the cereal. Fortunately, I found these cereals at Larry's Foodland in Livonia, Michigan. I rushed home and poured myself a bowl, eager to try out this energy pack cereal, which gave Dick Tracy all the energy he needed to thwart crime. One bite was enough to dissuade me. I can only liken the cereal to eating the styrofoam shipping peanuts used to ship out the Dick Tracy Secret Service patrol rings. Perhaps the children of the 1930s knew to add a few spoonfuls of sugar to their bowls. Adam, these radio shows took me on a trip down memory lane. Mom has been gone almost 25 years, and Dad even longer, but hearing these shows made me feel like a kid again. Maybe my sister still has those old cassettes stored away in the attic somewhere. Thanks again, John." Well, thank you so much, John. Great story. And one thing that they did do, and which I've gathered from these programs, is that the cereal tastes better if you have puffed wheat one day and you have puffed rice the next. So that might have helped. All right, well, we do have some reviews from the Apple App Store for the podcast app. And DB121 writes, this app provides an extensive selection of broadcasts of old-time radio detective classics. Unfortunately, the catalog contains both the best and worst of the genre. The host, Adam Graham, provides commentary before and after each episode. This is the most used app on my iPhone. Well, thanks for the review. Obviously, I wouldn't say that we have the worst of the genre for a couple of reasons. I tend to say we've got something for everyone's taste. And, you know, different people have different tastes, and you can't really definitively say, you know, this is the best or this is the worst. It's all opinion. And besides, everybody knows that the worst is Danger Dr. Danfield, and we don't have that. Then we've got this from Jamlin, who says, this is the best app out there for old-time radio. I truly enjoy listening to all the shows. You can pick and choose your favorite shows, also fantastic quality. And finally, we have a review from KDM222. This is hands down the best old-time radio detective show out there. I listen to it every night. He really knows his stuff, too. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your reviews in the App Store. And now I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to thank Christine. Christine's been one of our Patreon supporters since January 2018, currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Christine. And that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X, and next Tuesday we'll be back with another episode of Dick Tracy. In the meantime, send your comments to Box13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.